The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We often hear people talk about how one vote can make a difference in an election. It's not often that we actually see that happen, but that appears to be the case in a Greenville County Council race, District 22. As of this morning, Kenneth Cosgrove has 2,660 votes. Stan Chivilakis has 2,659 votes. One vote difference there. Joining me for a few minutes on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Nate Loyp, chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Late night, but very, very good day overall so far. And the discussion is what you just mentioned, one vote separating a win and a loss.
That's quite amazing. So what's next on this? I mean, that's an automatic recount, right?
Automatic recount, it's that process is a little, let's say, just because you're not counting ballots these days, it's not like the olden days where we saw the videos, especially in the Bush election, of the hanging chads, because most of this is done digitally. That part of the process is pretty quick. The precinct votes that were done on machines will be checked. I saw people already going through the numbers last night multiple times. The thing that is still outstanding are some provisional ballots. There were, I believe, a little bit over 140 provisional ballots that were remained to be counted, to be verified. And we don't know how many of those provisional ballots are in this county council district. So there could be a handful, there could be none, and the result could be one vote.
So the provisional ballots, and I'd heard reference to that, so that's, we don't know if any of those are in this district. Now, Nate, take a minute and explain what a provisional ballot is.
So a provisional ballot is where someone doesn't or is not able to vote on the electronic machine. Whether they go to vote at the polling location and there's a question, maybe a question about an address, a question about their registration, and you can ask for a provisional ballot where it's a paper ballot, and those are really checked over to make sure that they should count, and just a safe way to make sure that everyone's vote is counted, but also make sure that if there are any questions, they can be challenged.
So if you show up at a poll and maybe the poll worker has a question on whether or not you're voting in the right place or whatever, you can still vote. They kind of set it to the side with the idea that it's just going to be confirmed that you are in fact a registered voter in that precinct.
Yes, there usually is some kind of question about whether you're at the right polling location, your address is correct, something like that, that triggers that. But it's just a good step in our process to still allow people to vote, but really check into whether their vote should count.
Sure. So when will we know if any of these provisional ballots are in District 22?
I believe that they're going to do that by Thursday. Everything has to be in and checked in at Thursday. So I'm not quite sure if they're already able to start looking into those at this point or there's one set time. But my understanding is Thursday, probably about noon, we'll have the answer to all the finality of the races.
And that's when the race has to be certified. By Thursday. Now, with me this morning, Nate Loyp, chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party. Now, over in District 21 in Greenville County, we're headed to a runoff there, right?
it will be a runoff, and that one is a clear runoff. No one came really close to that 50% plus one. So the two challengers will go to the runoff in that one.
Stacy Cooper, Chris Harrison. The incumbent, Rick Roberts, did not make it to the runoff.
Did not make it. There was some dark mail that got sent out in that race. In my opinion, just went against the it was a clear ethics violation. It didn't show who it was paid for. So that, I'm sure, played into the results in that race, which I would assume the Election Commission is going to do a little research into that. We don't mind outside groups doing mailings, but they need to abide by the law, which is that you post who's paying for the mailing.
Right, right. Then over in District 20, Steve Shaw is the clear winner of that seat with 61% to Christy Cates Bright, not quite 39%. And the coroner's race ended up being a little closer than we thought, with Parks Evans, the incumbent, appeared to win that with 50.89% to Stacey Owens, 49.11%. Again, another example of how a few votes here and there can make a difference.
It was such a hard choice for the voters, and I know because if I had to vote in there, districts, I would have really had a difficult selection. That coroner race, just good candidates. A lot of these county council races, good candidates. and even in some of the races that weren't close, we still had some good candidates. Yeah. So I was very proud overall. And the one thing that's interesting as chairman is we go through, we start the studying process 8-10 months ago. And so we've gotten to know these candidates well, and I've really appreciated them. They've supported the party. And we've supported them as much as possible, giving advice, unsolicited advice. And the joke is, with some of the consultants were there last night, we always see the candidates come, and we give them the best advice as possible. And a lot of times they don't listen to that advice. And then a few months later, they'll come and say, man, I wish we would have listened to that. And so we do our best to guide the candidates that support the party as well as we can. But I was very happy. It's always sad to see good people not come out victorious. But in the Republican primary, we're often left with most every candidate just being a great candidate.
Sure. Well, and were you pleased with how things in Greenville County? It appears to have gone very smoothly, and actually throughout South Carolina, the new voting machines, some new processes, a lot of new poll workers. Yesterday as well. Evidently, it's been quite the challenge to get good qualified poll workers. At my precinct, they were really recruiting. They were pushing you to sign up if you're interested in being a poll worker.
There were a plethora of issues last night, and the Democratic state chair really lit into the Election Commission. But my view is, of course, there's going to be issues. We have a lot of experienced poll workers that were in the elderly category that couldn't work this time. So not only did they have to find new poll workers, they had to train new poll workers. They didn't have the experience of people who have worked for decades. Throw in new machines and throw in a new process of protection because of the pandemic. And of course, there's going to be issues. And we have to realize that we can't be too judgmental about a process that they're trying to do the best they can, and they did do the best that they could. And I was very pleased with how the process went, even knowing that there were problems.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and again, I think ours was minimal compared to, for example, Georgia. Evidently, they had a lot of issues in Georgia. They had to keep polls open longer last night to accommodate people. But you speak of the poll workers. I kind of got into a situation yesterday because I went to my poll, and they were all wearing masks, and one of the poll workers' wives had made some nice cloth masks, and they asked me to wear one. So out of respect to them, I did. I wore the mask. I had the mask on for about 10 minutes. That's how long it took for me to vote. I took a quick selfie, Nate, and I posted
that. I saw that.
And people, I mean, they came after me, you know, calling me a sheep. And why'd you let the man tell you to wear a mask? Well, I didn't. I out of respect to them, I wore the mask.
It's always interesting when your personal liberties aren't there when someone disagrees with them.
Yeah, exactly. I never expected that response. I mean, I've been right in the middle of the debate on the mask, wearing a mask. But people came after me last night because
I've yet to wear a mask. I've been in multiple states yet to wear a mask. But if someone asks me to put a mask on, I'm just going to put a mask on.
Exactly. Well, it was very clear to me that it was important to them, and they were all elderly. And if they had taken the time to hand sew these masks so that they would have them there available, because I didn't take one with me, I didn't have one. I thought, well, I'll wear it out of respect to them. But evidently, I guess I'm a sheep. Or something, because I was weak and I wore the mask. Hey, Nape, always good to talk with you. Appreciate your hard work last night. Appreciate you checking in with Deb Sofield and me last night as well.
No, thank you and Deb. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Have a great day, Nate. And again, thank you for all the work that you do. Nate Lloyd, Chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party.